it's time to talk to Brad Graber, our financial planner from investinginTruth.com. And today we're taking a look at Investment Basics Part 2, Risk and Reward. And hey, Brad, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning and doing well.
You know, I was looking through your article from the boot camp series that you have on your website, investinginTruth.com, and I read the first line of the post that you put on there about investment basics, risk and reward. Fear and greed are two of the most common emotions when it comes to investing. And I thought, there are times I've thought about investing, Tom, but you know what, Brad? Fear is what has prevented me from getting involved because I have no idea what I'm doing. So talk to us about this.
Yeah, those two emotions, unfortunately, are really our enemies when we're looking at how we handle our savings, how we invest that money. And it's kind of funny what those two emotions can really do to us. Fear can, a lot of times it's driven by a lack of information and a lack of knowledge. And it can paralyze us to the point that we don't even want to go get that information or knowledge to be able to make a wise decision. We just kind of lock up and don't do anything. And then the other side is greed, which it does the exact opposite. It makes us actually ignore the wisdom and knowledge we have, and we just forget about that. And when there's clear warning signs, we may go ahead anyway because we're so driven by that idea of, oh, we can go make this money and do it easily, and we just ignore everything and we jump into dangerous situations.
Well, I know you talk about risk and reward, but first off, how much does personality play into this? If a person is typically an optimistic person, are they going to run into areas where they shouldn't too quickly? And if you're a pessimistic person, are you going to be overly cautious? What does personality play into it?
Well, you put it well, and clearly personality is going to play in. Whatever you're tended to from a personality standpoint is where you're probably going to start. And for those people, you're going to have to force yourself to hold back and make sure that you fully understand, or you're going to have to kind of push yourself forward and just inch along. And one of my basics that we talked about last week is never invest in anything you don't understand. So whether you're on the fear side or, you know, the jumping too quickly side, you got to make sure that you fully understand. Know what the risks are. And risk and reward are going to go hand in hand, as we'll talk about in this. And it's so important to make sure that we understand the investment. And if we don't understand what the risks are of an investment and why we're getting the potential reward that we're expecting, we probably don't understand it enough to actually be taking that jump to start with.
Well, you said risk and reward go hand in hand. So talk a little bit more about that, Brad, too, because, you know, obviously we know we need to get more information before we invest anything. But it is a risk with a potential reward that's not always guaranteed. So explain what you mean by the two go hand in hand, and what do we do? How do we even know what to invest?
Yeah, this is kind of investment basics 101 here, or economics 101, in that if you had two potential investments that you were looking at in front of you, both were promising you 5% return. One of them is taking it down to your bank, and they're going to guarantee it. You've got a long history with that bank, and you know they're backed by the FDIC. And the other one is Bill down the street, who needs to borrow money for whatever reason, and they're both offering you 5% on your money. Which are you going to choose as a rational investor? And we'll take away all other possible scenarios that may be there, but just on that information, you're going to go to the bank because you feel that that is secure, and you're going to get your money back, and you're going to get your 5%. With Bill, you don't know. So you're not going to take that risk unless there's some kind of potential payoff or reward that comes with it. So if Bill wants to go borrow money, he's going to have to be offering people a higher rate of return until it gets to the point that it actually entices somebody to leave the bank situation and loan him the money just out of that desire for an additional return. So that's the basics of it. And then, you know, we can get into a lot of the other specifics as we go through this, but we just need to look at what is the premium that I'm getting. It's called a risk premium when the return goes up. So we can use the bank in that situation, and I wish they were paying 5% now.
But yeah, I was going to say, what bank are you talking about?
the bank is going to give us maybe 1% on a CD today. Mm-hmm. So where can I go and earn an expected 2%? Where can I go earn an expected 3%? And so on and so forth. And you start evaluating how much more return can I get, but how much more risk am I taking? And risk, a lot of times people think of risk, and this kind of goes back to that fear perspective. We've either experienced or we know people that have experienced losses with their investments. Mm-hmm. And that's what drives us with that fear side. And maybe we don't fully understand why they lost the money or even why we lost that money. But in most cases, it's not so much a risk of actually losing everything unless we're just jumping into one specific investment. So this takes us back to, I'll jump to Ecclesiastes 11:2 real quick, where we learn the value of diversification. The verse says, invest in seven ventures, yes, in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. That verse right there is a great example of why we should diversify. So we shouldn't put all of our money in any one given thing, especially when there's risk involved with it. And that risk of total loss, like our fear is normally driving us toward, most people can eliminate most of that risk by diversifying. So the biggest risk is really just in how much does my value change from one day to the next or from one year to the next, which we refer to as volatility. It's not so much a risk of absolute loss. It's just a risk of does my time frame match up with the volatility or the ups and downs that I'm taking in my investment.
So when my cousin Eddie calls and says, I've got this guy.
There's warning sign number one.
Who knows a guy?
And he instills fear in me for the next family reunion if I don't get on board, you know what I'm saying? So, well, to wrap up from a believer's perspective, and Brad, I always appreciate you're always looking at these material things, certainly from a godly and biblical perspective. But I'm sure prayer would be right at the head end of anything that you consider. And what else would you leave with us for today when you're considering us? You talk about there's mutual funds, there's 401ks, there's all that kind of thing. There's cousin Eddie who's got a trailer and he's trying to. There's all kinds of opportunities. Just guide us real quick.
Yeah, just a couple of real quick points. Number one, regulation is a big thing when you're looking at investments. So, are they being regulated and overseen by government institutions? And most, you know, the investments you're going to find in your 401k, those things have a lot of requirements on how they're disclosing things, how they're being overseen, where the guy down the street has no responsibility. So we want to make sure that there's at least some accountability from the investment side. But also, we don't want to be driven by fear. We want to make sure that we're being good stewards of what God's given to us. And wisdom comes from godly counsel, too. So don't be afraid to go ask people questions, maybe people that understand this, or maybe it's a professional in the business of understanding this. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with wise counsel as you're trying to get informed, because other people are going to be able to explain things to you maybe a lot quicker than you can go figure it out on your own, or be able to give you resources to help you get educated quicker. And that's what it all boils down to, is wisdom, education. A lot of that wisdom comes through counsel. Proverbs 9:10 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So let's make sure that we're right spiritually and that we're not being driven by fear or greed, because neither one of those is a godly emotion.